Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net, where I teach beginners the skills that they need to get their first software development job building Windows and web apps of the world's best companies as quickly as possible. So in this lesson, I want to spend a bit more time talking about some of the smaller syntax elements in the Visual Basic programming language. And you'll need to master these to really understand how a properly formed line of code is constructed. So in one of the previous lessons, I said something to the effect that that in Visual Basic, an entire thought is expressed in a single line of code called a statement. I may have even briefly referred to Visual Basic syntax as having nouns and verbs and so forth to kind of extend the analogy of it being like a sentence in English. And I want to elaborate on that and clarify what I mean by that in this lesson. So let's start off by describing the basic building blocks of the language. First of all, statements are complete thoughts, or complete sentences, if you will, in Visual Basic. Statements are typically made up of one or more expressions. And expressions are typically made up of operators and operands. And so we've seen several expressions already in our work together. We've seen expressions like the ones on this slide. Console.WriteLine, hello world. Another expression, if user value equals one, then... and then goes on from there. Y equals X plus 7, or my first string equals Bob. So there are many others, but each of these expressions have two things in common. First of all, they consist of operators and operands. Operands are things like objects, and for now just think of classes like the console class, or variables, or even literal strings. I suppose you would call these our nouns. And then operators are things like the plus operator, which when working with numeric data types, indicates that you want to add the values together. And then another example was the ampersand operator that we use to concatenate strings together, like we saw in one of the previous examples where we concatenated Bob and 7 together. I suppose you could call the operators our verbs. And then there's the equal sign, which we already noted means variable assignment. But it also, when we worked with the if statement, you'll recall that we noted it tests for equality. So there are several operators that have more than one job, depending on the circumstance. And there are operators that we've seen, but you may not typically think of as an operator. For example, we talked about the opening and closing parentheses. And this is the operator for method invocation, like console.readline. Open and close parentheses, which says I want to execute or invoke that readline method. So what happens if we were to ignore the parentheses? Well, first of all, it changes the meaning of our code, and the Visual Basic compiler wouldn't understand and would probably raise a compilation exception. Now, in our case, in the case of Visual Studio and Visual Basic, Visual Studio, the IDE, is nice enough to actually insert the parentheses in there for you if you forget them. And that's another reason why Visual Basic is sometimes seen as more friendly than other programming languages, because it really doesn't allow you to make some of these mistakes. Another operator that we've already seen, and you may not think of as an operator, is the period or the dot, which is the member access operator. It's the way that we get from console to read line. We are able to see all the members of the console class by using the period or the dot in order to show us all of the methods and the properties of the console class, for example. And we're going to learn a lot more about these sorts of ideas when we talk about object-oriented programming a little bit later in this series. But the key idea for now is that the dot is, in fact, an operator. It's the member access operator. And there are quite a few operators, but as you start out, you probably only need to know a handful of them, and you can learn more as time goes on. So I want to focus on just a few. These will come in a rapid-fire format. You're going to need to memorize this list eventually, and you'll add to this list as time goes on. For now, you can refer back to this lesson. It wouldn't hurt to make a cheat sheet if you're following along with this lesson. And you can see on screen right now that I actually created a little application called, or project called Operators, Expressions, and Statements. You can download it wherever you've downloaded the source code or this video that you're currently watching, or from wherever you originally downloaded it from or currently streaming the video. I wouldn't recommend that you type this in by hand necessarily, but if you'd like to, you can. The project itself is nonsensical. It doesn't really do anything. It just allows me to type in some of these operators. Kind of, you can see what they do. But at any rate, as we start at the top here, you can see that we have this dim x equals 0. Here we are. This is a declaration statement where we're defining or declaring, dimensioning a new variable and then assigning it to an initial value. Then we have the assignment operator, which is the equal sign, the addition operator, the plus sign, the subtraction, the multiplication, and the division operator, as you might expect them to be. The division operator is a forward slash. The equality operator is, again, the equal sign. So to test if this is true, then you perform that block of code. There are others that can be used in a similar sort of way, like the greater than. So if x is greater than y, or if x is less than y, or if x is greater than or equal to or less than equal to. There are also the conditional and or operators. So if this is true or that is true, then perform this block of code. And then there's the conditional and operator, where you have to have both this and that true in order for then this block of code to execute. And we've already talked about the member access operator, the period, and the method invocation operator, the opening and close parentheses. All right. So again, not an exhaustive list, just a few, but you'll probably need to memorize these. You can use a cheat sheet to start off with, but you'll be using these like 99% of the time as you're typing code. So you'll want to expand your vocabulary and add more to these as time goes on, as well as some of the keywords that that Visual Basic has as well. So in each of these cases that we just saw, an expression is made up of a combination of operands, like the literal string or variables, x, y, or objects like the console class, and operators like those we just looked at, the greater than, the less than, the and, the or, and so on, all right? And you use expressions then to form statements, which are how the actions or the instructions of an application are expressed in Visual Basic. And we've already seen some great examples of statements so far as we've been writing our applications. And you might wonder, well, okay, what are you talking about? Which ones would qualify as statements as opposed to just expressions? Well, if you revisit the projects that we've created so far, there are declaration statements like dim x is integer, or like we've seen at the very top where we've actually did dim x equals 0 and just allow the compiler then to figure out what data type x is. And then there are expression statements like my string equals my first name plus my last name, or some value equals 3 times x divided by 100. And in this specific case, notice that we're using the parentheses kind of as an order of operations operator, much like you would use in any algebra problem, where I want to do this first and then perform all the work on the innermost parentheses first and then work your way outwards like you would in a normal algebraic equation. There are decision statements. We've already seen an example like this so far. The if-then statement, for example, where we test some condition, could be x equals y. There are iteration statements, which I'm going to show you in just a lesson or two from now. And there are a couple of others, but basically, these are the syntax rules of Visual Basic. So now, why am I telling you all of this? Because the syntax rules actually matter, and they'll help you understand why you can't do something like this in Visual Basic. Like if I were to type this as a line of code as an instruction and hit the Enter key on my keyboard, you'll see that there's some reformatting. It put the plus closer to the Y, and then you get the blue squiggly lines underneath. If you were to hover your mouse cursor over them, it would say under the X that the expression is not a method, and it would say under the Y that method arguments must be enclosed in parentheses. It's completely confused. It says, well, what do you want me to do with this? I have no idea what you're trying to say here. So that's why grammar matters, because in order to properly form a Visual Basic instruction, it has to have certain pieces or elements to it. So for beginners, understanding that there's a proper syntax, just like there's a proper grammar in the English language, it's a big step to solving your own problems or phrasing Visual Basic instructions that the Visual Basic compiler will accept. All right. So let's recap what we talked about in this lesson. First of all, statements are complete instructions in Visual Basic. They consist of expressions. And a statement is like a sentence in the English language, and the expressions are things like nouns and verbs. Actually, expressions are made up of operands and operators. So operands are things like objects, or for now just think of classes like the console class, or variables or literal strings. I suppose you could call these our nouns. And operators are like verbs. They act on the operators. So we spent a lot of time looking at, dozen or so different operators. And we've been using operators for all sorts of purposes up until now, even if we didn't quite identify them in that way. And so you combine these together in order to create expressions that then create statements, entire complete instructions for Visual Basic. So you have to memorize the operators. To start off with, you might use a cheat sheet just to memorize a limited number of them. However, in most cases, I think you're going to be able to just reason out what you need to type next in order to make a line of code into a proper statement. So I want to add these two variables together. I guess I should use the addition operator, and then I want to assign them to this other variable, so I guess I'm going to use the assignment operator, the equal sign, okay? You can kind of reason your way through and use what would logically come next as you express it in the English language, and it will usually work. So operands are things like variables and classes and strings, and they're easy to remember the names of because you create those names yourself. You have to memorize the operators because they're the way that you do something meaningful with your operands that you define or that you have to use that were created by somebody at Microsoft, like console or right line, things of that nature. So I just wanted to make these distinctions and help you get a firmer grasp of the language, that there is a grammar, a proper usage of the syntax, and that should help you understand why you might encounter problems with the instructions that you write. Just always think in terms of a complete instruction, a complete sentence in Visual Basic, and then if you get an error, an exception, maybe you'll get some helpful advice, but you might want to back up and say, this isn't really doing anything. I'm adding two things together, but where does it go? It's not being assigned to anything. It's not being evaluated to anything. And then you can make the proper corrections. Okay? So hopefully that helps. We'll pick it up in the next lesson. See you there.